There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Looking forward to the weekend, Thursday, what Thursday, Thursday, today.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
We so excited. We gonna have a ball today. Tomorrow is Saturday.
I mentioned inside. My liver's all twisted up. But you know what I did? I took Deborah, went to the liquor store. I loaded up with alcohol. More specifically, vodka, whiskey, beer, tequila, more beer, more vodka, more whiskey, and more beer.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Football Friday picks are back. Even the Sabres can't get in the way.
Sabres cannot.
They cannot stop us.
Stop us from making our appointed rounds.
Yes. That's right. Football Friday brought to you by Salino Law. Car crash? Call Salino. And by Crosby's Pizza and Sub. Start your game day the Crosby's way. Well, what can I say? Last week went well.
You had a perfect week. That's better than just well. 3-2 is going well.
Yeah, 3-2 is fine.
Yeah. 5-0 is, I mean, put it on a plaque.
5-0. So North Carolina squeezed out a cover against Duke. Bengals, Bears, and two others. I did not pick Baltimore. I liked Baltimore. You get lucky sometimes. Blind squirrel, et cetera, et cetera.
Thank you, because I'm about to give the speech about how hard it is, because I went 1-4.
1-4.
I'm having a terrible year so far.
It's rare.
I have not had, the best week I've had so far is 3-3. And that was with the Thursday game mixed in.
Mm-hmm.
That was week one. So I gotta get it together here. The pressure's on.
I'm feeling pressure to follow that.
There's really no pressure.
I'm feeling the pressure.
No stake.
Now I'm supposed to be good because my record is good, but I do not think of myself as good, and I'm all twisted, just like that guy you just heard. His liver's all twisted up.
Oh yeah. Well,
but you drink like that.
All those things at once.
What do you expect?
Although he doesn't necessarily say he's going to drink all those things at once. He's going shopping for all those things.
Yes. Good point. No baseball tonight? No. But everybody plays tomorrow?
Yeah.
Man, what do these teams do do not play all week?
The regular season in hockey kicked off, so there's probably a whole bunch of games.
Yeah.
Whoops.
Detroit-Cleveland at 1. Mets Phillies at 4, Royals Yanks 6:30, Padres Dodgers 8:30 tomorrow.
There's some college football tonight. None of the games appealed to me to pick them, so I don't know any of the games, but there's 4 or 5 games tonight, I think.
And you know where I'll be? The curling.
Oh, well.
The Grand Slam in Charlottetown. Oh, it's so good. You would leave the room, but I just want to say it to the 10 people at the most probably that would have any interest. The format is unbelievable. I love the format.
Can you bet on it?
I think you can in Canada, because the guys I'm watching on the stream refer to the live betting.
Okay.
I don't have it. But basically, and I don't know how if they seed everybody or what they do, 16 men's teams, 16 women's teams, but you start off, you play somebody, and basically, the way they bracket it, the goal is to win 3 times before you lose 3 times. You lose one, they move you down like to a different level, mm-hmm. and you just the way they have set that up. I think it's genius. I've never seen anything like it, but I want to figure out a way to make that a part of my life. That this 16 team format, win 3 before you lose 3. Like if you had a ping pong tournament or something like that, you could do that if you had all day, because that would take all day.
Sure,
but
where is Charlottetown? So, Newfoundland?
PEI.
Okay, close. I don't know if that's really that close.
It's close. You know, it depends who you're talking to.
It's over there.
It's in the Maritimes.
It's over there, yeah.
It's an hour ahead. PEI is an hour ahead.
All right.
Newfoundland is an hour and a half.
I'm going to give myself a that's near Newfoundland then.
Half an hour. It takes more than half an hour to get there.
That's not much.
I'm sure. Not that I've been. I've been in Nova Scotia. That's as far east as I've gotten.
Actually, that there's a time difference makes it probably not realistic that it's that close now that I think.
No, right?
Yeah.
Half an hour. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, it was a
little
weird.
That.
Yeah.
All right, let's go.
Canada's so stupid.
What if I did do it? Even though I admit to nothing and never will. What does that make me? And I'm not here just defending myself, but all those pickers out there who've been caught. Each and every one of them who has to suffer the shame and humiliation because of people like you.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Are we not human? If we pick, do we not bleed?
On WGR.
I am not an animal.
Sports Radio 550.
I do not have this memorized, but I'm pretty sure you're up by 5.5 games is where we're at in the standings on the year.
Okay. It's at least that. Because I know I was ahead.
Yeah, yeah.
No, that might not be right. I think that is probably right. Because you didn't go 0-5.
No, you were like a half or a game and a half.
Something like that, yeah.
So you're 5.5.
Right in there, yeah. Okay. Yeah. As our guest, Sam Panayotovich, told us earlier, he likes Washington over Michigan. I'm going to go with him this time. When I was a kid and these teams would play in the Rose Bowl, I think they probably did a couple times, I always liked Washington in the Rose Bowl. Just the uniforms. Seemed like a great place, cool vibes. Washington, and I never liked Michigan. I was raised in a Buckeye house. So this is just sort of, Sam likes it, I like it, let's go. Michigan to lose, Washington to beat Michigan. Whatever the line is, I don't have it. It's small, I think. I don't know it, but
I can get it
yeah,
for
please.
You. If we need to keep track, you can keep moving here,
please.
And I'll tell you here in a second.
I don't like all the purple teams. I'm taking the Jets over the Vikings in London Sunday morning. Another morning game. Sabres tomorrow, NFL on Sunday. Jets plus 2.5. That is a Buster special. The Jets lose to Denver. Everybody's sort of not worried about them per se, but what's wrong? Do they need Devontae Adams? The Jet vibes are always this way. But for a minute, when they beat New England, okay, this is going well. And they go and lose 10-9 to the Broncos. Like, that's gross. And Minnesota, everybody loves Minnesota right now. Darnold, you know, go get him, Sam Darnold. It's a cool story. And maybe he's actually really good. But that's a tough test. And I always like a team where I think the public sentiment is going the opposite direction. So Jets plus 2.5, neutral site, Tottenham Stadium there against the Vikings.
Your line Sunday. On Washington, Michigan is Washington minus 1.5.
I'll take it. Thank you. Could have said anything. I would have said yes. I will take...
Hang on. I read it wrong. It's actually minus 50. 15.
Denver minus 3 against the Raiders. What are the Raider vibes? And Denver's defense is possibly great. They're not doing anything offensively, but Does that matter against the Raiders at home, -3? And I think there could be, you want to see some progress there eventually from Knicks. They've won two straight. Tampa was a nice win.
He made one nice throw against the Jets, and it won them the game.
That's maybe all it takes.
That's the only game I got right last week, by the way.
You had Denver against the Jets, yep. Yeah. So Denver -3 at home against the Raiders. That's pick three. Pick four, I'm going to go with Dallas on Sunday night at Pittsburgh, +2.5. I just think better team. And they have the bad injuries on defense now. But I don't think the Brandon Cooks injury means much. Whoever they want to have run the ball, it's not amounting to much, but their, you know, their offense has been mostly good.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
And I just still do not like the Steelers. I like Fields as an idea, but I'd be pretty impressed, I think, if they were able to beat Dallas without it being one of these Dallas games you get sometimes. It always seemed to be in Dallas, but where they just implode. I'm going to go ahead and say that does not happen here, and they win outright, +2.5 at Pittsburgh. That's four. I like the Ravens a little bit. I like the Packers a little bit, but for my fifth pick, I'll take Seattle, -7 at home against the Giants. Offense is humming. When they played Miami, I picked them, and I said, the Seahawks, you want them to be good. Can they just school Miami? And they did. You know, it was not a blowout, but they won the game easily. That could be this game. No neighbors.
Right.
The only passes go to neighbors, like in that offense. Nobody else. Wandale Robinson. I can't say nobody else. Robinson gets the underneath stuff. But neighbors has been great. Seattle does not have to deal with him, and that's probably big. Daniel Jones on the road at the Seahawks. I don't see it. So, hoping that Seattle's offense kind of keeps rolling, 38 first downs against Detroit, and they cover the 7 against the Giants.
I'm with you on Seattle. I'm not picking them for this. They're my survivor pick. I'm back in the in the redo of Joe Ostrowski's survivor pool. So they're one of the win percentage wise, like they might have had maybe the biggest probability of any team on the schedule this week, I think.
They are the Niners, I would think, against Arizona. That's more of a 10 point.
Yeah, the Niner one was big, too.
7.5.
And I thought with the injuries and stuff they've had, and, you know, I don't know, Arizona, I just didn't want to, I didn't trust it.
No, you're right. The line isn't as big as I thought. I'm thinking of last week when they were 10.5 points against the Patriots. That's another one I got last week.
All right, well, you left me Sam Panayotovich's other college game he likes, and I like it too. Miami -10.5 at Cal. Love the quarterback, And I'm buying the whole thing here. Miami, I think they're going to be they're going to be a top five team all year, I think, with that QB. They really got away with one last week. I never even saw a replay of that Vatek Hail Mary that told me it wasn't a catch, but whatever. They spent an hour reviewing it. I'm exaggerating, I guess, a lot, and said no catch. So wild scene there last week, but Miami escaped. I think they'll get right on the road at Cal. I'm going to go against you and the Jets. It's on brand. The only game I won last week was picking against the Jets. I'll take Minnesota minus the 2.5 in London. I'm buying. I can't wait to get up and watch Brian Flores' defense make Aaron Rodgers look like a jackass. That's really all. I could stay out all night Saturday night drinking and still set my alarm and get up to watch that. I'm almost 60 years old. I'm not going to spend all night Saturday drinking. I probably won't even need an alarm. I'll just wake up because I'm old. And I'm looking forward to watching Aaron Rodgers cry. That's my big hope. I will take the Bengals getting the 2.5 hosting Baltimore. Season on the line kind of vibes here. I know Pittsburgh is out front in that division, but I feel like these are the two teams to really watch out for there, and the Bengals can crawl into a tie here with the Ravens. Not exactly driver's seat. They're going to still have to track down Pittsburgh, but I trust one of them to do that, and I will take the Bengals. I don't know how they're going to stop Baltimore, really, but I'll just trust that they'll find their way to some points. Burrow's had some incredible games against that Baltimore defense. So I'll go with Cincinnati. I'm going to go against our buddy Sam. I'm going to take Washington minus 3 hosting the Browns. I just don't know. I know somebody this week said Watson played really well last week.
Yes.
I'm going to bet against that happening 2 weeks in a row. I don't feel like it matters that much how good Washington's defense is. I don't trust him, and Jaden Daniels looks fantastic. So, yes, big test, tough defense with Cleveland, but I'll take Washington at home minus the 3, and I'm going to run with the Bills plus 1.5 is what I've got at FanDuel right now. It's entirely vibes based, and I know the vibes. You could be shook by a lot of it. I am a little. Shakir worries me. Him not being there.
You're shook here.
I'm shook. I'm shook over Shakir. I'm betting on Josh Allen to have his head right for this. I would guess that this game means an awful lot to him, and I would bet his teammates know it too. And so I just think everybody at their best. I think they're going to want to bring Houston's going to be in the same boat. They're going to want to do right by their new guy here and get Diggs his. So, they could be butting heads on this, but I'm betting on Allen on Sunday. So, Bills getting 1.5 at Houston. There you go. Those are the picks.
That's been pretty safe betting on Josh Allen after losses. And he's had so many big road wins. Two. So his numbers, what game was it where we were looking at, I guess maybe it was going into week one, where home favorite or touchdown favorite against the spread, like his numbers are kind of bad actually. His win-loss record, I mean, not his stats, although it might correspond. But in this spot, he seems like a safer bet. I'm just really curious, what a moment, opportunity this is for the Texans, right? Just like, mm-hmm. Buffalo, it's not the Chiefs, but it's the next best thing for a chance to prove who you are. And these guys know, I think we all know, that they've been hyped like they have. Like they would know that. And they would want to embrace it, and they'd want to prove it, mm-hmm. that it's legit. And this is a game where you do that. The other game, every game they've played so far this year really isn't. Minnesota maybe could have been. Minnesota left a bad impression because they got trounced.
Yeah.
By the Vikings. But here's one where they can show that they're, a top team. And that just worries me a little bit for the Bills. I think they're walking into a team that has a lot to show. So will that mean they'll be at their best? Will it even matter if they're at their best? Not necessarily. Football Friday on WGR, brought to you by Salino Law. Car crash? Call Salino. And by Crosby's Pizza and Subs. Start your game day the Crosby's way. There is a lot of injury news to talk about. We've talked about Shakir. Ed Oliver will miss. Taylor Rapp will miss. We'll see about Bernard and Taron Johnson, but the Bills have, you know, some key losses here.
Real quick, just got an email. Billy Shaw, Hall of Famer, Bill from the AFL title years, has passed away.
I'm still watching. That's really sad. I'm still watching that AFL documentary. Maybe this would be a reason for somebody who hasn't seen that to do it.
Yeah.
Full Color Football. It's 5 episodes. It's all on YouTube for free. And Shaw is in it. So there's so much Bills in it. I mean, back-to-back league champs in the AFL. Mid-60s in the AFL. And Shaw, I mean, Hall of Famer, you said it. Right. I don't think he played for another team. Maybe I'm wrong about that.
I don't think you're wrong. I'm scanning through here to try to see if it says how old he was.
85.
Oh, thank you. I didn't see it here. I don't see reference to any other team on here.
Never played for another team. Oh, yeah. 61 to 69. Started almost every game for the Bills, like almost their entire AFL history. Well, sorry to hear that. We talked to Sal about these injuries and the matchup with the Texans. We'll have that for you coming up. Right now it's time for a break. We'll be back in a snap with Sal Capaccio, brought to you by Snapdragon Apples, the official apple of the Buffalo Bills.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.